Exclusive: Peter Schweizer, slam dunk case to indict Hunter Biden on tax evasion. By Sean Moran on April 6, 2022. Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute, GAI, President Peter Schweizer said during a Republican Study Committee, RSC, meeting that there is a slam dunk case to indict Hunter Biden on charges of tax evasion, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Schweizer, the author of Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, spoke to the RSC members about his book, which focuses on how American elites and lawmakers became rich to America's detriment. The Red-Handed author said during the meeting that although the book documents many elites that sell out to China, it principally focuses on President Joe Biden and his family. RSC Chairman Jim Banks, RN, said that he thought, after reading Clinton Cash, The Untold Story of How and Why Foreign Governments and Businesses Helped Make Bill and Hillary Rich, the Clintons were the most corrupt family in politics, and then he learned about the Biden family. Schweizer said the Hunter Biden laptop stories made it easier to answer three basic fundamental questions about the relationship between China, Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden. The Biden family received roughly $31 million in business deals with the Chinese. Hunter Biden had significant business dealings with high-ranking Chinese government officials. Schweizer said that the Hunter Biden emails revealed that the Biden family's money is fungible. Schweizer said Hunter and Joe Biden had joint accounts, and that Hunter Biden was paying for Joe Biden's monthly bills. It also indicates that Joe Biden was a direct beneficiary of the money that was being transferred from Asia, Schweizer said. Schweizer said that there was a grand jury established in 2018 to look at Hunter Biden's business deals in China, which is focusing on potential tax evasion, money laundering, political corruption, and failure to register as a foreign agent under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. Schweizer said that there remains a good chance that Hunter Biden will go to jail for one of these charges, likely tax evasion. However, he caveated that Hunter Biden will likely take the fall to protect his father. Schweizer explained, "What seems to be fairly clear at this point, you can notice this with a flurry of news reporting that is occurring, that I would say that the odds are fairly good Hunter Biden is going to be indicted. On which of those charges, I don't know. I think tax evasion is a slam dunk. But, here's the real challenge for the people in this room and for the American people. What is probably going to happen is there's going to be a deal cut. Hunter Biden is going to cop to some of the charges. He may spend some time in jail. But, he's going to do that to protect his father. The American people will have no accounting. They will have no accounting of what the financial relationships were and how it influenced U.S. policy," Schweizer said. The Guy president offered two recommendations to prevent more foreign influence: increased congressional oversight and ethics reforms. He explained, "Congressional oversight is a legitimate and important function here. The Department of Justice is not going to do it. And what I would suggest is congressional committees, when the anticipation is you will take the majority in November, use the subpoena power of the oversight committees to investigate this. Have Hunter Biden and these other individuals testify under oath, subpoena financial records, the joint accounts, etc." He added, "If you look at the situation right now, as it relates to the Biden family, Joe Biden is required to disclose if he has $1,000 in GE stock. He's required to disclose all of his campaign contributors of $200 or more. But his son does multi-million dollar deals with Chinese state-owned entities where he's performing no legitimate business purpose. There's no disclosure requirement. So why not simply require the executive branch and legislative branch members to answer a simple question? Is anybody in your immediate family, meaning adult children, spouse, engaged in commercial activities with foreign governments or foreign state-owned enterprises? If you check, yes, at least require members to disclose it." Schweizer emphasized that foreign entities now do deals with family members to offshore the individual that they are trying to corrupt and protect them from these kinds of disclosure and ethics reforms. House Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Jim Jordan, RO, has launched a new investigation into Facebook and Twitter's impression of the Hunter Biden laptop story. If House Republicans were to retake the House majority, Jordan would likely become the judiciary chairman and have the power to investigate the Biden family. Bank said that Jordan would lead the Judiciary Committee and do the right thing regarding investigations into the Biden family. I would say personally, I have a lot of faith in Jim Jordan, Schweitzer said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.